Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
The cafe is open daily from 7am until 4pm and for dinner Thursday to Sunday from 5.
The Ellen Show has finally returned after a long hiatus and endless scandal about her alleged mean girl behaviour. Ellen addressed the issues in her opening monologue.
Being known as the Be Kind Lady is a tricky position to be in. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that.
And then she apologized to those affected.
I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
Those people that she apologized to that were affected in her workplace have come back and said that that apology was a bit of a joke.
So still in the bad books.
Still in the bad books.
Bindi Irwin and husband Chandler Powell have announced that they're expecting a girl. The couple took to socials to share the wonderful news, posing with a giant Aldabra tortoise surrounded by pink flowers, saying, "Our beautiful daughter is now the same size as a hatchling Aldabra tortoise and is as healthy as can be."
Crikey.
Now, there's always been a silent feud between the Star Wars and the Star Trek world. And now, Luke Skywalker and Captain Picard are hashing it out over an Uber Eats order.
"Tonight, I'll be eating a veggie cheeseburger on ciabatta. No tomatoes.
Tonight, I'll be eating four cheese tortellini with extra tomatoes."
"Stuart, so it's come to this."
"Thank you. Bravo."
"Careful, Apple Daddy's not here to save you."
"Oh, I am my daddy."
"Come again?"
"Wait, what? You said Daddy's not here to save you."
"What the hell are you talking about?"
"I'm not sure I got that right."
Classic.
That's so funny.
Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, not Kelly, the other one, Amy.
The older sister.
Right. She's releasing her debut album on October the 30th, and it's called Vicari Adamari.
Right.
Which is a mix of rock, pop synth, and definitely has a dark edge. Check out this one. It's called The House of Lies. Sounds really good.
It does, doesn't it? I'm impressed. And speaking of impressive, if you're looking for a new show to binge watch, might we suggest Schitt's Creek? Now, this comedy, it's about a formerly wealthy family who are forced to relocate to Schitt's Creek, a town they bought for a joke when they were rolling in cash. The show swept up at the Emmys, and the final fifth season drops on Netflix October 7.
That's Schitt's with a S-C-H, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.